Arizona has been dealing with a shortage of physicians and other medical professionals for years, and that problem is even more dramatic in rural areas of the state, leaving certain places to rely, in some cases, on one doctor. Kara Duane Cornelius wrote about that in the top docs issue of Phoenix Magazine and is with me to talk about it. Kara Duane, I understand you and your editor talked about writing a piece profiling a number of doctors who were, in fact, the only physicians in their towns, and then you learned pretty quickly the idea might have some limits?
It turned out that the thing that most of them had in common was that they didn't exist. I had the hardest time finding people. I would call a clinic and the number would be disconnected because the clinic closed, or I would automatically be referred to another clinic that was like 100 miles away, or there would be no doctor at the clinic. There would only be a nurse. And I contacted several people at medical organizations and associations and asked them to refer me. And they said, you are going to have a really difficult time finding anyone because these kind of doctors are rare and I can't even think of anyone to recommend to you. So I went back to my editor after a few weeks of struggle and said, we need to switch gears and write about how this sort of lone doctor in a small town is actually a dying breed.
Does that illustrate to you just how rough the general doctor and medical professional shortage has been in Arizona? Because it's a story we've talked about in the past on our program and other places, of course, the reality of that. Did that key you in on any of that?
Well, I was thinking as I was trying to contact these doctors, how difficult it would have been if I were living in any of these small towns and needed to find a doctor, because I thought, how on earth would I find a doctor, you know, just drive around? So that absolutely clued in for me. The effort that people would have to go if they lived in these towns to drive 2 hours away or wherever it may be to see a doctor. And that's why many of them, you know, might end up just putting it off and not going at all.
So let's talk about doctor you did profile. Let's remind people where Seligman is and what did you find out about him? And was he receptive to talking to you?
Yes, absolutely. So I talked to two doctors and they were both an absolute delight to speak to. So Dr. Michael Drischel is the only doctor who is serving Seligman, which is a small town on Route 66. And he is actually... he comes from a rural area in Pennsylvania, and he has always practiced in rural areas. And actually, that's quite common. You're much more likely to practice in a small town if you come from a small town. And so he knew from the very beginning of his medical career that that is what he wanted to do. He wanted to serve rural areas. And he moved to Arizona about a year ago. And he actually lives in Flagstaff, but works in both Williams and Seligman at clinics there. And he absolutely loves the lifestyle. Like it suits him. He's an outdoorsy person. He loves the small town atmosphere. And what he told me was that he really, really loves the variety that he gets to see, because if you're the only doctor in one town, you are doing everything from, you know, you're doing an echocardiogram to the lung and abdominal ultrasound, and you're drawing blood, and you're going to people's homes for sleep studies, and you might even be doing some psychological counseling. So he absolutely loved the variety. And he said that in the same way, because when your patients rely on you for everything, you form really strong bonds with them. You know, you get to know them really well, you form connections, and very often, you know, you're treating multiple people in the same family, so you really get to know people.
And Dr. Molly Anderson in Patagonia, what stood out about her?
She's hilarious. She writes limericks, and she was fun. Now, she comes from an urban area. She grew up in Phoenix, and she went to medical school in Los Angeles. But then she decided that she and her husband wanted a slower pace, so they moved to the Sonora, Patagonia area, and she is the only doctor in Patagonia, which is a lovely town in southern Arizona. And she's been there for 25 years. So she's had a really long time to be able to develop those connections and has treated multiple generations. So, you know, she might treat the grandparents and the parents and the kids, and she watches people grow up and have their own kids. And she sees them at the restaurants and the grocery stores and really, really forms bonds with so many people in the town.
I love that you made reference in one of your sentences to Northern Exposure and Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. This seems to be a fascination in fiction, in those cases, a couple of TV programs, with how is this doctor adapting to the folks that need him or her to take care of them?
Yeah, well, we have this sort of idyllic idea of what it's like to be the only doctor in a small town. And we also have this idea that it's quite quirky in some ways. And I think that's partially the variety of patients. And certainly that's the case with Dr. Anderson. You know, she might see people who are working in the wine industry and people who are cowboys and, you know, there are artists down there. And then there are people, you know, Mexican-American, you know, ranchers who've been there for generations. So there really is a huge variety of the people. And I think that's part of what we really love in those fictional stories is that variety in those really personal stories.
And Caradwen, what sort of impact is telehealth having and how important is it, even as these doctors who are, as you mentioned for your piece, one doctor towns where they're trying to do all these things and they have this closeness, but how important is it to have that technology as well?
That's one thing that Dr. Driscoll mentioned to me is that because of COVID, telehealth has become so much more important, and he hopes that is here to stay because he says they can provide so many more services to their patients because of telehealth. And that's not only their own patients, but he actually has people coming into the clinic to use their internet services because sometimes people in rural areas don't have very good internet. So sometimes people come into his clinic and have telehealth services with specialists who are outside of Seligman. So he says this really is important and needs to continue because it's just a great service for people in rural areas.
All right, we'll stop there. That is Caradwen Cornelius. She wrote the piece Requiem for a One Doctor Town in the top docs issue of Phoenix Magazine on newsstands now, as they used to like to say. Caradwen, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.